You can hear the rustling of some trees from a slight breeze in a Thousand Oaks neighborhood. But it's scant relief for Martha Cardenas, a U.S. Postal Service letter carrier who's been dealing with temperatures around the 90-degree mark as she delivers mail to more than 500 homes.
It's hot. It's hot out here. You get really tired, and you have to keep drinking a lot of food just to keep yourself hydrated. It's just hard out here.
The last few days have brought us record-setting heat, with all-time high temperature records falling at places like Camarillo, Oxnard, and Santa Barbara. The El Nino fuel spring rainfall many people had hoped for to help ease the drought hasn't materialized. As of this morning, Camarillo's rainfall, for instance, is 48% of its annual average, and Santa Barbara's is 61% of average. As the days pass, experts say it appears the possibility of more badly needed El Nino-supported rainfall is dropping.
El Nino built all through 2015. It peaked. It was tremendous. It was a Godzilla in January. But since then, it's been waning rapidly. And in terms of rainfall, this is the bad news. I think we're done, Lance. In spite of great expectations for a wet winter in the Southern California, it was a bust.
Dr. Bill Patzard is with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. The oceanographer is one of the world's leading experts on El Nino patterns.
The storms tended to steer north. Southern California got the best snowpack it's had in the last 5 years. But really, most of the rain went to Washington and Oregon. So they're definitely not talking drought. But here, this is going to turn out to be the driest 5 consecutive years in the historical record. So if that's not a bust, I don't know what is.
And Patzard says we're seeing some signs of a La Nina pattern developing in the eastern and central Pacific. While an El Nino brings warmer than average ocean temperatures, a La Nina means cooler than average temperatures, something which can contribute to drought conditions.
El Nino is normally followed by the cool sibling, which is known as La Nina, where you get very cool waters near the equator in the eastern Pacific. I always call La Nina the diva of drought for Southern California.
But Patzard says while things appear to be pretty bleak with El Nino, there's still a sliver of hope it could support some heavy spring rainfall.
There is a long shot here that we might get actually a second bounce and see this El Nino come back again. Now, I'm not really ready to call it for another month or two. There's still an awful lot of warm water out there. This El Nino is still visible. In the tropics, it's still having a big impact. So keep your fingers crossed.
And the oceanographer says even if a La Nina develops, it doesn't necessarily mean that we'll have another terrible rainfall season.
We've had a dry El Nino, and some people forget. During some La Ninas, we can actually have a pretty wet winter.
The National Weather Service still has an El Nino advisory in effect, but also a La Nina watch. One little glimmer of good news is the extended weather forecast for the region. It won't be anything major, but the latest forecast models say the chance of rain for the central and south coast for this Friday night and early Saturday is improving. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.